Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. They can be anything related to technology if you want to chat about it. Obviously, AI is a big thing these days. Love to hear your successes. Love to hear your failures. Love to hear how you've applied AI maybe in your business. I was just chatting with a client this past week who's going to be implementing AI to help with their accounts payable.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to save them 7 hours. A week, they think.
Okay.
So not a massive amount of time saved, but it'll make sure that the POs that come in that they have to pay follow the proper steps, because I guess they have some issues with people following the proper steps in the account payable department of this company. And so the AI is going to, they say, I haven't seen it in action yet, check the right boxes so that it gets into the system correctly.
Oh, so, well, hopefully that works.
Hopefully. And the thing about it is kind of interesting is that the AP system is a homegrown system. So it's not necessarily something we're all that you'd think would be off the shelf. I thought that would be what they'd be using.
Well, that's what I was thinking when you're just describing it. I'm wondering if it's a service an established service that they're going to sign up for.
No, so this AI is going to get in between it, and the only interface is email. It's an email address that they need access to be able to go ahead and allow the AI to do what it's going to do. So we talk about, the possibility of people's jobs being replaced by AI. But in this case, we're going to maybe improve the job. Nobody's going to be replaced by it. And they're going to be more efficient, more correct. And then they can look at those types of payables that are more peculiar. And they can spend more time on those than the regular everyday stuff that comes in. So,
yeah.
But feel free to chat about that, whatever you'd like to chat about. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Craig out there somewhere in Connecticut. What's going on, Craig?
That's Bitcoin Craig to you.
Bitcoin Craig.
Oh, okay.
All right. Didn't even know you had a name, but we'll call you Bitcoin Craig.
Bitcoin Craig now. I figured that's how you'd know me.
That sounds good.
You remember that when I got scammed out of all that money?
Oh,
sorry, Craig.
That Bitcoin, Craig.
You have quite a story. How are you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
Well, mentally that's kind of, I've had to get rid of that because, I went through the FBI and everything.
Yeah.
And when it comes to that, time is really of the essence. By the time I got to the FBI, I did it quick, but not quick enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
So unfortunately, it is what it is. You just have to roll with that and just be more careful.
Right. And I guess, your advice, I think, would be if you find yourself standing in front of a Bitcoin ATM machine, stuffing thousands of dollars into it because someone told you to, don't do it, would be your advice.
That is correct.
Okay.
And no matter how true the scam seems,
right?
There's something going on. And we talked about it. I believe AI was in on that.
Maybe.
You may well be right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It was just so elaborate, and I'm paranoid, not quite paranoid, but I am so skeptical about anything.
Right.
I won't even when I'm on the phone, and press one or say yes, or sometimes they want you to say yes. I won't say yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't want them to record your voice.
That's right.
Smart.
I never do it.
Yeah.
If it's like, if they don't give you the choice to press one, I find another way to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. So you become even more paranoid, more security conscious. I shouldn't use the word paranoid. You become more security conscious than because of what you've been through.
To that point, I have my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smaller, I don't know, what do you call it? Platform. It's a smaller phone.
Yep.
It does what it does, but my fingers are too big for this phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to dictate my text messages.
Oh yeah, me too.
And I'm like, wait a minute, what am I doing? Somebody has all my words.
They got all as you dictate whatever interface you're using, if it's Google or if it's whatever.
Yeah, whoever's providing that service is recording or can be recording you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I just assume they are.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you should.
That's the way I do it. I guess it's come to the point where, I'm between generations. I'm old school and, new school is just getting out of hand. I would love to be able to have a crystal ball and see what it's going to be like 50 years from now.
I know.
It's just so different than my younger times. There's a couple things. I know you guys are limited, but there's a couple things that I'm doing right now. One of them is, yes, I need to replace my phone now. There was a fire in my house.
Oh, gee.
And my phone screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just going to go out and get like an iPhone. I don't need the latest and greatest and more stuff to confuse me, but I want it to be there in case I need it.
Yeah.
So I was going to get, a bigger phone, and I was going to go with like an iPhone Max 14 Pro or whatever it is. I don't, mm-hmm. like I said, I don't need the latest and greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully my insurance company will pay for it.
Mm.
And then, so that leads me to, so how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the phone being, what I just stated?
I'm not a big iPhone guy. I wouldn't know iPhone 14 from a 16. I wouldn't be able to know the difference. How about you, Dennis?
Yeah, okay. Same here. I don't use an iPhone. I mean, we have a ton of customers that use them, and some of the Tab employees have them. But I would say a majority of Tab employees are using Android.
Yeah.
And from, I don't know, I just prefer that platform, but that's all it is. It's a preference. I'm not telling you what to get.
Yeah, get what you
am not.
Get what you can afford and whatever makes sense to you.
I understand that. I mean, I've always not been a big Apple person by choice, but that's my one, that's where I draw. It's like, yes. And when I was on a flight a few weeks ago, and there was a young, really savvy couple with a couple kids, and they really seemed to know their stuff.
Yeah.
And I saw him playing with his phone on the plane. And I said, "Excuse me, do you like your phone?" And he's like, "I love it." And he had an Android.
Yep.
And she had an iPhone.
Yep.
And I wanted to know the good things and the bad things about each one of them.
Yeah.
And she just cut right in and she's like, Android will never be an iPhone.
She's right, because it can't be.
And, I understand that, but she was saying that, that there's no, she would never have an Android, put it that way.
I divorced my wife if she went to an Apple.
that's the thing. But, that's what I'm used to now. I don't want to get, you know, I'm slow to change here.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. That's fine. Stick with it. Go with what you know.
I'm being forced into it by planned obsolescence.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And yeah.
So I want to keep things the same, but I don't want to lose touch.
Right, right.
So I just thought I'd just replace as close as I can and stay up with the technology, which leads me to my computer. My laptop. You don't call them computers anymore. Right?
We do. Computer talk with Tab. It's not laptop talk with Tab.
Unless it's in a name, you really use that word anymore.
Oh, we do every day.
Oh yeah, okay. All the time.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you. So I have a laptop. Number one, I'm going to tell you it's an Acer. I've used Acers since my first laptop, which was an Acer Ferrari,
nice.
Back in 2001 or something. Yeah. And at the time, it was latest and greatest. It had a square screen. And I loved it. It was fast.
Yep.
Right up there with my shuttle computer, which was that's the one where I did the RAID 0 configuration on it.
Oh wow!
And it's like, how the hell did I do that?
Yeah.
But you know, so I in the fire, there was damage done to my laptop.
Yep.
The power cord got melted into the laptop itself.
Oh boy. Yeah, it's done. It's so old. It's done anyways.
Fire or no fire, you
got to retire it.
I could not move the power cord.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
But this thing is my life.
Yep.
And I have it open right now. But the thing is that it melted in, but I had to take this flight where I got in a conversation with a couple.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? I don't think TSA likes it when your power cord is melted into your computer.
Doesn't look good.
No.
I put my laptop with the power cord melted into it onto my checked bag.
Yeah.
Because when you go through TSA with just the carry-on, they make you separate them.
Right.
And so I checked it, and when I got to my destination, sure enough, the power cord was snapped out of the laptop, and there was a note in there saying, you know, we went through your bag, signed TSA.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh crap. So now I can make it work, but I have to wiggle it. And now I have like three layers of tape holding it in there.
All right. Craig. So we agree with you. You need a new laptop.
Okay.
If you're looking for permission to replace it, you got it.
Okay. And I don't dare tell you how old it is.
No, you did. You did already.
Okay. So, you know, it has like a 256 SSD in it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And this goes back to when, you know, SSD was, you know, making its way.
Right.
Hey, Craig. But there was still hard drives.
We're running out of time here on this story. We got to go to a break. Get to the point.
Okay. Here's what I want to know initially. What needs to run at startup?
What needs to run at startup? All right, we're going to put you on hold and get to a break and give you that answer, all right?
That sounds good.
All right, hang on for a quick sec. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and we're on the line with infamous Bitcoin Craig, as he likes to be called. Huh. You still there, Craig?
I'm still here.
All right.
I'm really sorry. Never mind my stuff. I do need to make one more point that's very important to me.
All right.
And that is something I'm trying to get out is that if you call 911, you're not guaranteed to get through. Mm. Even if, I mean, I'm not talking about a service thing, cell phone service, unless you're dialing from a landline, you're not guaranteed to get through to 911.
Why would you say unless, why would you add the unless? Cause I'm not sure that's,
that's what the forensics guy that came to check out the damage to my house. All the damage because I had to have new grafting on the bottom of my feet and everything. And so anyway,
but the guy said that.
I'm not sure when I was calling 911, I wasn't talking. I was just dialing them.
Yeah.
And assuming that the fire department was going to show up or somebody, nobody ever showed up because the call never went anywhere.
Mm.
If they can't get through locally to 911, usually it will go to the state police. But there could be nobody showing up. I mean, I had to deal with this fire myself.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You're not guaranteed to get anybody on the line.
That's awful.
So, I mean, who really has landlines anymore?
That statement doesn't make sense to me on the landline question, only because people who think they have landlines really don't anyways. It's emulated as it is. So it's not real. So that comment doesn't seem correct to me, Craig, but I hear you, because the way a call is made is that the number doesn't care where it's from. It just hits the exchange, the system.
Right.
And it doesn't say, I hear it's coming from a cell phone, or I hear it's coming from a landline. It doesn't know the difference.
No.
Well, the thing is that I've watched rescue shows on TV.
Uh-oh.
And somebody can be out in the woods and they're, you know, in trouble.
Yeah.
And they can't do anything except call 911.
Right.
And then, you know, 911 will track them down.
Exactly.
You know,
thanks to the cell phone.
They will triangulate.
Yeah.
They will find them.
Right.
But, you know, there was nothing. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Morning, so, you know, I took a picture of my, I took a screenshot of, you know, my calls to 911.
Yeah.
So that I could show somebody.
Yeah.
And it never came. My fire department never found out about
it. All right.
Nobody knows anything, but that's what the forensics guy told me. Said,
all right.
You know, it's not guaranteed to go through.
All right. I hope that's not the case, but I appreciate the information you gave. And thank you for checking in with us, Craig. Hopefully things get better for you, and we do wish you the best. We're going to step out for a quick break here at the bottom of the hour here. We're going to hear from the news. And then we'll try to figure out how to get somebody on the line. Maybe Joey can do this from emergency services to talk about that comment that Craig made.
Yeah.
Only because
I'd love to know.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me that it would care as far as where the call is coming from.
Yeah.
But that's Craig's experience. We're going to step out. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we are back. So just we were talking a little bit off air about Craig's comment about 911. So there are some subtle differences with 911 when it comes to landlines and cell phones. So basically, if you do have a landline, you call 911. The address is going to be shown to the dispatcher because it's attached to your actual number.
Right.
And if you're configuring up a voice over IP-based system where your dial tone is in Saskatchewan, you got to tell the system that your address is wherever it is.
Right, but it's going to give the dispatcher whatever that address is.
Right, but the cell phone won't necessarily do that because the cell phone could be anywhere.
Right.
Craig was representing that they weren't answering, whether it was a landline or a cell phone. And I'll tell you right now, they'll answer. I can't imagine it. That does not matter which type of phone you use. They will pick up the call. But location is different.
The question is where that call went to.
Right.
As opposed to whether it was placed.
Exactly. So he's right about the landline as far as having a direct access to your actual address. That'll be displayed. But either call will be answered. Even if you don't have a cell contract operational on your cell phone, you still are able to use the emergency services 911 on that phone.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think the latest version of iPhone has a satellite connection.
Gee.
So even if you don't, even if you your iPhone doesn't even have an active connection with a carrier, you dial 911, and it can place the call using that.
Jeez.
Assuming there's a satellite around that it can be used for that.
Gotcha. Well, Elon's got so many satellites up there. I'm sure one up there. So I hope that clarifies things a bit. As we wait for your calls, feel free to get in line. 860-522-9842 is the number. Craig talked about him, Bitcoin being called Bitcoin Craig. So it's kind of a really awful story how he was tricked into literally taking cash to a ATM, a Bitcoin ATM, where the maximum amount of cash that you could put in a Bitcoin ATM is $4,999 or something like that. There's a maximum amount, and the bad guys knew that. And that was, of course, a scam where he was scammed into actually putting it in there. He had to wait until the Quickie Mart even opened.
Right.
He's sitting there parking with it. So you got to be careful out there. The scammers are always out there trying to trick you. And so if you do find yourself stuffing a Bitcoin ATM with cash, ask yourself why. Hang up with whoever you're on with and call the FBI or call the police because you're being scammed. So as we wait for your calls, do you have anything you want to talk about there, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring up a subject about you and I often talk about Microsoft and how we deal with it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a monopoly, especially on business computing.
It sure does.
Almost every business computer runs Windows. And a lot of those computers are running Microsoft Office software.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everybody is fond of that.
No.
Yeah, they don't necessarily want that kind of vendor lock, as the term is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for alternatives.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the alternatives is to use Linux as your operating system instead of Windows and to use something called LibreOffice in place of Microsoft Office.
Mm-hmm.
Both Linux and LibreOffice are open source.
Right.
And they are constantly updated. So in a lot of cases, you're not necessarily going to be locked in terms of your hardware to one version of Linux.
Right.
You are free to upgrade.
At whatever speed you wish.
At whatever speed you wish, and depending on the capability of the version of Linux you want to go to, you don't have this problem where to get Windows 11, you need a TPM 2.0, and you need
a
secure boot, and you need a certain processor.
Yeah.
Okay, with Linux, you are more open.
Yes, sir.
Not necessarily wide open, because I still don't think running Linux on a 20-year-old computer is smart.
Right.
But at any rate, you've got more options.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that there are two governments in the world that are going to be dumping Microsoft products in favor of the LibreOffice Linux combination.
Yep.
One of them is Denmark,
the
country of Denmark,
nice.
Their government.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a state government in Germany. And I may mangle the pronunciation of this, but
you
I'm
took
German. Give it a shot. I did.
Yeah.
Schleswig-Holstein.
Ah, that sounded good to me.
Yeah, it's a hyphenated state name.
Yeah, I believe it.
But both of those are going this route. Yep. And for my money, that's the kind of thing that gets things moving.
Yeah.
Because one of the problems that we have in the business world is that a lot of developers of software that businesses use are writing their software for Windows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you don't necessarily have the option of going to Linux. Which would be nice if you could do it, but no, you don't.
Too much
you
is not written
for. You can't use your software, and in a lot of cases, you could find a Linux capable version of what you're using.
Right.
But then you have massive costs of transporting your data to that format, then teaching your employees to use that software, and it's just a massive headache,
mm-hmm.
and in a lot of cases, a very large expense.
And that's probably another reason they're making the change, too, for Germany and Denmark as far as saving money because of the cost of Microsoft.
Because once they've gotten onto the open source platforms, mm-hmm. then they can get into other open source software, and then also their world becomes a little more open.
Yeah.
Again. But the problem is that, like I said, a lot of developers will only write for Windows. Yeah, now that you've got an entire European government
mm-hmm.
and one very large German state, I think they're the second or third largest state in the country,
mm-hmm.
That puts momentum behind that new platform.
Right.
And then developers are going to say, hey, yeah, we got to look at that. We got to maybe target that. And maybe that'll get things moving in the right direction. I hope so.
And we might get a more resilient system because right now everything's going to be based on Windows 10 and 11, right? So any of the flaws are baked in to just those operating systems. As we saw with the CrowdStrike debacle, you know, 8.5 million systems brought down by a simple update that was not vetted properly. And that's what we know about. Probably more like 10 million systems were brought down.
Yep.
When you have networks and systems that are disparate, different, not all homogeneous, you have a more resilient herd, as it were, right? They all would have different systems and makeups rather than all being the same, all being attackable. Imagine a hacker trying to go after Denmark now and trying to send some sort of scam through their LibreOffice system. That's not going to get anywhere.
Well, true. Yeah, not unless the scammers now write their malware for LibreOffice instead of Microsoft Office.
Right.
But how many scammers are going to do that when, you know, everything else that they're targeting is still on Windows?
And that's one of the primary reasons that Apple was not targeted so much, because it was a very small minority of systems were out there running Apple. So when we started in the business, I'll speak for Dennis too, but when we started in the business, there were many different flavors of operating system that were available. There was Lantastic, there was Microsoft, there was Novell, there was IBM OS 2. You had, and then of course, a plethora of other OSs that would be on mainframes and mini computers and AS400s.
Right. You also had Amigas that were out at that time.
Yeah.
And Silicon Graphics and Sun Microsystems, they made workstations with their own
Right. So basically, really hard to bring down entire worldwide 8 million systems at the same time because they're all different systems, much more resilient. Now, of course, you had to be specialized, right? You had to know what you're doing within those different systems. And of course, that made understanding the technology more difficult and having, again, less people out there to do it. But now I think we've gone the other way. We have got this one homogeneous mess of Microsoft, and one little update, like in the case of CrowdStrike, brings down millions of systems. That's a bad look. And here we are forcing, I've got nonprofits with 100 systems that have to be replaced that they don't have the money to replace, all because they have to go to Windows 11 or they're not going to be able to service their folks because they have to be compliant with something along with these systems. So thanks, Microsoft. So it's costing this poor nonprofit a lot of money to throw away machines that generally they're a little slower, but generally they work just to go to the next level of Windows 11 to only be then discontinued 10 years from then. Good luck to Denmark. And we've had other stories like that with LibreOffice and other countries that are getting just dumping Microsoft.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, there have been American states that have done it. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, the more the merrier. We need to get that market opened up. It's the real problem.
Right. I mean, if you think about what's going on with the FAA and the air traffic controller system, I would hope they're not going to put it on Microsoft. Right? I mean, imagine if they did that. Imagine if the FAA put in a Windows operating system-based new system that happened to have CrowdStrike as the software, and they all got hit the same way the airlines themselves got hit. You're talking about a bunch of dark towers.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been
awful. That would hurt.
So let's hope they're not going to use that, and maybe they go to a more independent type system. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. You guys are all, I don't know where you are, but four lines wide open. Joey is bored out of his mind. You got to give him something to do. 860-522-9842. I mean, he's a geek. He's listening to the show. He's contributing. He's not bored. I shouldn't have said that.
He's running Python scripts.
That's right. He's probably doing a coding right now on ChatGPT app. But feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. I think that's our cue. Joey was sleeping in there. Sorry. No, we're back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So feel free to get online, and we do have a caller on there. Dan from Long Island's got a question. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, Dylan.
Good, sir.
If I get a new current computer is Windows 10. If I get a new computer to upgrade to Windows 11, am I going to be able to transfer all my programs from one computer to the other, or am I going to lose them?
Transfer them, as in directly from one to the other? Not necessarily. I would advise reinstalling them.
Yeah, with some of the old computers, who knows where the program is.
That's kind of a problem, but a lot of software is available online now, and hopefully you can download it. If you don't have the disks, and if it's not something that you can get online, then it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are programs that will port, you know, installed applications from one computer to another, mm-hmm. but it's not reliable. And I can't tell you that 100% of the time this is going to work.
Right.
One company that they made it, and I've used it before a long time ago, is Laplink.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
they still exist, I think.
Yeah, I think they do. And that might be what you're looking for if you need it. But like I said, you cannot necessarily rely on it, unfortunately.
All right. Suppose I get the new computer, I re-image the hard drive from the old computer.
Yeah.
Is there a way I can restore Windows 11?
So you're going to take your Windows 10 config, your backed up system, an image of it from your old machine, restore it on a new hard drive as a Windows 10 as well, and then upgrade it to Windows 11. You know, that's a theory that might work. Maybe. You know, you could take that image, put it on the new hardware, and then it's going to detect some of the new systems, make sure it's running okay, and then upgrade it to Windows 11. In theory, that could work. What do you think, Dennis? Am I crazy?
It sounds like it's very possible. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cause this way, I don't lose all the old stuff. I use Acronis, and a problem that I had with them is my hard drive was getting full. Yeah. You can only install Acronis on the C drive. No other drives.
Okay. I haven't noticed that, but I believe you.
Right. Yeah, it's possible.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Because my drive was full, I couldn't install it. I called them, and they're like, "Yeah, uninstall something else so you can put it on the drive."
Yeah, and we recommend just having one large drive these days. I mean, there's no reason.
It's a lot easier. It's just a lot easier to approach over the long run.
Yeah. Well, I have a spinny disk that 4 terabyte, which has a ton of stuff on it, but I couldn't put a Acronis on that because that's not my C drive.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. All right. I'll give it a try. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Good luck, Dan.
We will post an article to the Laplink software that we were talking about.
Sounds good.
And, you know, if somebody out there wants to try it, give it a shot. Yeah. But just don't. It's not 100%. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's go on to Andrew in Glastonbury. What's going on, Andrew?
Hi. Yes, I'm wondering what if you guys have heard of Circle Internet Group IPO. They just came out. The price is going up crazy and is volatile. But their technology is based on the stable coin. Stable coin technology and based on blockchain technology. And do you think it's still like really fake, or is this something that's going to develop really big in the future?
You know, so look, I heard the guy on the dude who runs Coinbase, right? That exchange he said governments are running such high deficits that he predicts it's possible that Bitcoin becomes the world's reserve currency instead of the US dollar. Now, if that happens, I would contend the whole system is screwed. And we're just in for a huge mess. Stable coins like you're discussing, I just don't get it. I can't, you know, if guys like Warren Buffett don't get it and plenty of other folks don't get it. I mean, I hear Jamie Dimon is saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we should check out this Bitcoin thing, only because there's enough people who are willing to chuck their dollars into the Bitcoin that, you know, may as well join the fools that are doing it. But I have seen those stories that you're bringing up about that stable coin that's going through the roof. I've used this my entire life. The moment you hear about the story as far as it's going up, you've already missed the boat. The real money's been made, and now you're the one that I would contend is going to end up holding the bag when it goes down. Like, it's like a big meme stock as far as I'm concerned. That's how I've always lived my life. But I'm no expert in making money using fake money. I would never recommend it to anybody. And maybe I'm going to miss the boat, but I've lived through so many financial crises that have happened that I refuse to be the fool to follow that, say this one is the one that's going to make everybody rich. Because you can't make everybody rich, Andrew. Everybody can't be rich. Somebody's going to have to hold the bag.
So this whole blockchain technology is not going to last very, very long. Bitcoin has lasted for so long now.
It's a thing. Well, Bitcoin's like only 10 years old. That's not long. But blockchain technology, you know, we don't see it in the business world really being utilized.
No.
I heard an iced tea company changed their name on Long Island to Bitcoin blockchain iced tea, and they made a mint on people buying.
Yeah, but
their
all
stock.
They did was just change the name of the company. Yeah. They didn't change what they were doing, and they didn't actually use blockchain.
Correct. So I would contend that concept, there's hopefully going to be some value there and people are going to utilize it, but you're not investing in the owners of blockchain. That's just an underlying technology. This is now a stable coin per se. I can probably find six stories of stable coins that have gone bust. We've had them recently, right? I mean, just a few years ago where these stable coins went bust.
Yeah, there have been stable coins that tanked.
Which is not very stable.
Right. So just because they call it a stable coin,
right,
and they promise that it's linked to the value of an actual currency, that actually doesn't mean anything. I'm sorry. It doesn't.
So we don't know.
It's still only worth what people are willing to pay for it with real money to buy.
Right.
And that's the bottom line.
Like a tulip bulb. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tulip Mania. I mean, Tulip Mania didn't last very long.
No.
But Bitcoin has been, like you said, it's 10 years now.
Well, again, Bitcoin is the libertarian's dream, right? They are having a disconnected system from having government overwatch, you know, any kind of banking systems that are involved, no middlemen, right? It's a non-printed piece of paper that is not controlled by anybody, which, of course, is an anarchy of approach to things, which is, again, libertarian. I'm a libertarian. I just can't buy into this concept. It seems, again, too foolish to do it. But, Andrew, that's all I got for you, man. I don't know. I'm not a financial guy, but the financial guys also said that putting all those mortgages together was a good idea too. And then we had the Great Recession in 2008. So
yeah, I remember.
Watch out the experts. The experts are a bunch of ding-dongs as far as I'm concerned. But I got to go, Andrew. I'm sure we didn't help you at all, but I appreciate your call.
I appreciate your perspective. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. All right, guys. So be careful of those stable coins. I don't know what to do with those things. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything on our Computer Talk with Tab listener network on Facebook and over on X as well. Thank you, the great Joey Burgoyne, for running our program today. And we'll see you next Saturday.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.